The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to this episode of the Daily Detail Tip, brought to you by the Detailer Inner Circle. I'm sure you've heard a lot about it. I just wanted to remind you how awesome it was and try to use every excuse to do so. Anyway, today's Daily Detail Tip has to picking products that are not only efficient and easy to use, but one thing I'm a big fan of, even on if you're doing like maintenance washes or anything like that, and as you know, if you follow me forever, I'm a huge fan of just like spray waxes or incorporating and kind of throwing in freebies for clients to make to set you above the rest, right? So today's daily detail tip, if you're kind of newer, or maybe if you're even not, one thing that I love to do is even on maintenance washes is to add a spray wax when I'm drying the car. So I don't use it as an extra step. I just hit it right before I'm drying, or if I'm doing a rinseless, I'll do it before I dry. Regardless, I'm doing it before I dry. And whether you're using OptiSeal or Turtle Wax Spray Wax, which is a hidden gem, or whatever product you may use, even if the label says or doesn't specify that you can use it while wet, most spray waxes can be used wet. And the nice thing about something like a spray wax is you don't need to do an IPA wipe down before, you don't need a clay before, because really, especially on a maintenance client or maybe a first-time client, all you're trying to do is add a little bit of depth and gloss to the paint, a little bit of slickness, even if you don't achieve that all the way. But the reality is that most people aren't going to do that. They're not going to add a spray wax. They're going to talk about it adds too much cost, it adds too much labor, it adds too much whatever. They're going to make up excuses, and therefore, it's a very easy way in your detailing business to kind of elevate yourself, to separate yourself from the rest of the pack. So if you don't already, on a cheap one for 10 bucks, you can go check out Turtle Wax. I spray wax. I did a video on it over on my YouTube channel. And just one or two sprays per panel before you dry is all you need. There's a slew of other products that are equally as good for cheaper or cheap as something like that Turtle Wax. But that's just one example to help separate yourself from the rest of the detailers. See ya.